Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Unusual, record-breaking highs in March and a mild winter overall have brought a few questions for UK Extension horticulture specialist John Strang about being too warm. Is there a dormancy factor required for fruit trees' normal growth cycle?
That's called a chilling requirement, and I've had several calls about that this spring already. Temperate zone trees have to have a certain number of hours below 45 degrees in order for them to break bud in the spring and grow. Otherwise, if they don't get that, they put leaves out very inconsistently and over a long period of time, and they may collapse and die.
For Kentucky growers, their trees' required chilling hours were actually met in December.
Typically, we have all our chilling requirements satisfied by about January 1st here, so that's not a problem.
And now farmers, consummate weather watchers for sure, and fruit growers in particular with this scenario, ratchet up their attention on the freeze factor.
Our Kentucky growers are telling me we're 3 weeks to a month ahead of time on bloom on our fruit crops, and so that's setting them up for a freeze if we get one.
With somewhat similar conditions in the mix, the Easter freeze of 2007 decimated the fruit crop and even resulted in some 100,000 acres of early corn having to be replanted. Strang says he's still a little nervous.
I typically don't start feeling too good about avoiding the spring freezes until about April 24th or so. So we've got a long way to go to get to that point.
We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
The weather watch continues today, particularly for a cold snap, which can have variable impact depending on local conditions and the temperature, of course, and its duration. UK's John Strang says even trees beyond bloom at this early stage would still be susceptible to a major temperature drop.
We're talking about just keeping that temperature above the critical freezing point for the flowers or the shoots. And as we progress more towards bloom, those flowers lose their hardiness. Right now, temperatures at 24, 25 would cause us some serious problems, but temperatures above that, just getting down to freezing, wouldn't be a problem right now.
Again, freeze damage can be a spotty thing or very widespread, and agricultural weather watchers are keeping their fingers crossed.
The long-range forecasts don't call for any low temperatures, so we're still looking pretty good. And the whole East Coast is worried about this. This is not just Kentucky.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.